Hey guys, it's Kimberly and Joan here with Hugo.
Hi.
And welcome back to It's Just Celebrities. Today we're going to be talking about the 27 Club. Hugo, what do you know about the 27 Club?
I don't know anything about the 27 Club.
Please, well.
Please tell me.
The 27 Club is practically a, it's just like a theory within people. And it's that a bunch of really famous actors and celebrities and stuff die at the age of 27. Usually, it's like they die from different reasons, but usually it's a really suspicious death, and it's all at the age of, like, 27, and it's usually because of drugs.
Well, the drugs are pretty popular with the famous people.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that when they turn 27, that's, like, their peak of, like...
popularity.
Yeah. So that's when, like, everything hits them, like, depression, just, like, a bunch of, like, mental illnesses, and they just, like, can't take it, and...
what
like
if
die.
You get famous when you're 47?
Then
what about that?
You're not going to be part of the 27 Club because it's 27. 47 is above 20. 40. What? Never mind.
Good job. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I looked it up on Wikipedia, and when you look up like the 27 Club, it's just a huge list of artists and celebrities and stuff. It's just like crazy, and they all die because of different reasons. It's weird.
What are some people?
So the list includes,
or who are some people?
Okay, there was Jim Morrison. He died on July 3rd, 1971. He was a lead singer of The Doors, and he suddenly died because of a supposed heart attack.
Dang.
There was Kurt Cobain, who was part of Nirvana, and he died on April 8th, 1994, because of suicide after following years of drug use, so like heroin addiction, illness, and depression. There was Amy Winehouse, who died on July 23rd, 2011. There's just like...
Can I say one thing on Kurt Cobain?
What's up?
So a lot of people... Well, you said Nirvana?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people... that I know are Nirvana fans. And they always like, they're always like, oh, Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
I miss him and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were born in like 2003. So that's a little, it's a little odd.
I mean, you can still support like music and stuff.
Yeah, I know. But they're like, oh, I want him back. I miss him.
Yeah. And like, okay. Yeah, I get your point. Well, there was an actor named Anton Yelchin. He died at 27. He was crushed to death in his driveway by his own car. Like, he wasn't using his car. He was outside. Apparently what happened was that he was just, like, his house was on a hill or something. And
he had a house in the hills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his car wasn't in park. And it just, like, went down and crushed him against the gate.
Well, that's a big oof on his part because he didn't put it in park.
Yeah, so. But it was, like, it was really peculiar. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. There's, like, there's another theory in the 27 Club, and it's just, like, talking about white lighters. Do you think there's anything wrong with white lighters at all?
What is a white lighter?
Like, a lighter. Like,
that's
fire. Like, a white lighter.
The color white?
Huh?
That's white?
Yeah.
Why would I have a problem with lighters that are white?
Exactly. Like, there's not, like, apparently, like, there's nothing wrong. But apparently, they all, like, most of them died, and they had, like, a white lighter in their pockets or something. And apparently,
whoa,
like,
that's freaky.
People were saying that, like, it was unlucky. And many people, like, don't have white lighters because they, like, it's apparently bad luck and stuff.
Kind of like a black cat.
Yeah. Pretty, yeah.
But,
just
but a white
lighter
cat. But, all right.
Okay, and then there's, like, an even darker theory. There's so many theories about this. It's, like...
there's a theory within the theory.
Yeah. The theory. Well, there's a legend, or, okay, the theory is that the musicians sold their soul to the devil. And, I mean, there's a lot of people who say that, like, every day. But, mm-hmm. like, there's a legend on this. So, apparently, back in the 1930s, there was a man named Robert Johnson, and he wanted to be famous, and see, he said that he would do, like... he would do anything to be famous. And one night, he apparently heard a voice of a man calling him into the yard. He went outside, and there was a huge man wearing a disguise, all black. And he gave him a guitar. And
like
he
John
said,
Wick?
What?
Like John Wick.
I don't know who that is.
All right. Good enough.
Okay. And he said it was, like, he gave him a guitar and he said it was magic. And it said it would make him, like, famous and stuff. The guy, like, Robert, took it. And he was like, why? Like, why are you giving me this? Like, what do you want back? And the man said that he was, like, the devil and that in exchange for the guitar, like, he wanted the soul. So he took the guitar and he became famous almost instantly. And he died at the age of 27 by, like, poisoning. I mean...
Like, poisoning suicide or
just No, just, like, someone poisoned him.
That's messed up.
Yeah, but, like...
That's creepy.
Yeah. And there's... Okay, this one, like, made me, like, have goosebumps and stuff. I watched, like... It was an interview. And it was a man named Bob Dylan. And
he said... Oh, I know who that is.
Who is that?
Wait, he died when he was 27?
He's not... I don't think he's dead yet. I don't know. But he said, I made a bargain with it, you know. The bargain was to get where I am now. I made the bargain with the chief commander. And the interviewer asked him, like, oh, is it someone on Earth? Or, and Bob Dylan said, he's in this Earth and in the world we can't see. It was like...
That's creepy.
Yeah, it was really weird.
He's actually not dead. I just looked it up.
Okay.
Well, he was like a singer-songwriter dude, like guitars guy.
Yeah. Well, there's even, like, a website called Forever 27, and it's just dedicated to the 27 Club theory and all that.
Well, like, Forever 21?
Yeah, but it's 27.
Do you shop there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good.
But, no, and then a lot of people were, like, thinking about, like, the 27 Club a lot after Kurt Cobain died, because his mom said in an interview, like, she was, like, saying in tears, saying, oh, he shouldn't have joined the club. I told him not to join. It was, like...
Whoa.
It was really weird.
That's super creepy.
Yeah, and just a lot, like, I don't know. I feel at the same... I guess I could believe it, but at the same time, everyone wants... Because I feel like they don't... Like, fans, they don't want to accept that they just died, so they try to, like, to put... theories and like stuff.
Well, yeah, like all of this is kind of far-fetched.
Yeah,
so yeah,
I mean, in many...
I just
mm-hmm.
All right, so okay, so I just scrolled down and I just found a person I knew, Fredo Santana, who actually recently died in 2018, and he was 27, and he was a rapper and he was from Chicago. He's actually Chief Keef's big cousin, I think, older mm-hmm. cousin. And He died when he was 27 of liver failure. So probably.
They're all really weird. And people were saying that another thing they had in common, like all the people who died, were that they were really successful and well known, and all had troubled relationships with drug and alcohol.
Like, yeah, Fredo Santana was like a really well known like Chicago rapper. He's probably a drill rapper.
Yeah, many people like said that, like it was just like maybe it could have been like because they were just like. At their peak, and then other people were saying that's the club, and that like stuff happens when you turn 27. It's really weird. Oh, there's this theory of the Illuminati. It's all like crazy. But do you believe anything of this?
I think it's a little weird that everybody's dying when they're 27.
Yeah,
but the only things that I find kind of curious is the fact that Kurt Cobain's mom said, I told him not to join the club, and who else? Like, just like the weird stuff about it is kind of, yeah. I don't know.
Well, when Kurt Cobain's mom said it in an interview, she was also, like, people were saying that apparently he, like, committed suicide because he committed suicide.
Yeah.
And they're saying that he probably did it like to prove a point because like he believed in the 27 Club and he wanted to bring like more people to like
oh
believe
so you
it.
Were saying like
so, I mean I, this is a theory
okay.
as well so I'm
that's kind of
sure.
All right, that was kind of in my head because I was like if he was already kind of on it before he'd probably just do it just to get like more popularity towards the 27 Club.
Yeah, I mean, I see
because he's probably, probably the most iconic person in that.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse and Kurt Cobain are, like, the top ones. And there's this man from Rolling Stones who died from... There's someone... Because there's six huge members. Hold up. There's six huge members from the 27 Club. And one of them died from asphyxiation of his own vomit. I'm not sure who it was. Let me see.
Is that when you choke on your
vomit? Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Well, I don't have it on me, but... Okay. Well, I guess I could sort of believe it. I'm not sure. It's, like you said, it's far-fetched.
I just looked at another thing. There's this Korean star, singer guy, mm-hmm. and he died of poisoning, carbon monoxide poisoning. Oh,
yeah, I heard about that.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, it's all,
it said carbon monoxide poisoning suicide.
A lot of people said, it's really, it's all suspicious deaths, but, I mean, I don't know.
A lot of them are suicides.
Yeah, that's why people are saying that.
Or, like overdoses.
Yeah, they're saying that it's because of drugs, alcohol, the peak of, their popularity, but I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to read about this, but I don't really believe it, I guess. Well, thank you guys for watching. This was It's Just Celebrities with Kimberly and Hugo. We'll see you next time.
Peace.